Let me read again just the main verse of the scripture that you have before you from Jesus' brother's book, James, who was also one of the disciples. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and come down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Some of you have already had the privilege to open your Christmas gifts. Others are waiting. But it's just the joy of this season and giving. And it's about giving and remembering that we have received the perfect gift through Jesus Christ our Lord. This year's Christmas, just like any other Christmas gone by, there's always several favorite gifts. And people will flock and wait long hours to purchase those gifts. And I don't know if you're familiar with the new gadget called what? Echo. All you have to do is just press it and say, Alexis, is there service at Palm Coast United Methodist Church this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Kevin. Of course there is.
See there? Works just like that. Wasn't that great? Yeah. So if you don't have anybody else to talk to or feel good, just hit that right there. Yeah. Another gift is this gift here. And maybe you have it. If you have this gift, just raise your hands. Who will you hatch? Cost a lot of good money. Amen. But we have to learn how to continue to give. And so I want to ask you this question. Have you met the great gift giver? Look to your neighbor and ask that question. Yeah. I don't know how you feel about giving. And it's something about giving that keeps on making us give, and it blesses the person who actually gives. We have a great opportunity here at our church to continue to give, yes, as it relates to the community, and we do so many different things, and we have a lot of volunteers that continue to volunteer in and out and around this community. But we also have opportunity to volunteer here at the church and make a difference. And it's not so much about being on a committee, but it's by those whom you contact with daily, and especially our children. Well, all the children, please stand. If you're 18 and under, just stand real quickly. Hey, you lazy people in the balcony, just stand real quickly, real quickly. I mean, they're trying to hang out there. Man, that's easy for me to point out. No, let's stand in unison. All right, here we go. All right. Thank you. Let's give them a hand. It didn't kill them. Yeah. Worst place you could be around me is in the balcony. I'm tall and I can see up there and see what's going on. Amen. But the great thing that we can do is touch bases with those young people you've just seen who stood up before us. You never know how they're going to turn out, what they're going to do. There's a young lady who just finished playing. And where is Cameron? Yeah, you know I'm coming to you. I always say to Cameron, every time I see her, you're what? Look at that. She did that little, I said, you're beautiful and you're special. That's the easy way to mentor to a young lady. Thank you. Just be seated. Give her another hand. Amen. I'm embarrassed. Yeah. When you see these young people participating in numerous activities, going to Sunday school or going to a confirmation class, Bible study, just hanging around the church, hey, just stop for a second just to say a fresh word to them. Don't discourage them. Don't look down on them. Have a chance to talk one-on-one. That could be your granddaughter. That could be the next person who stands on stage at Carnegie Hall. And guess what you can say? I walked around and seen her when she was growing up as a girl in church. I know when she was part of the Christian school and also Belterre Elementary School, and I used to tell her, hey, you're beautiful and you're special. And now she's playing at Carnegie Hall. Boy, I am something. That makes the person who gives feel real good. Amen? Yeah, just that easy. Find a way to mentor them, to talk with them, to share with them. It's about giving back. And that should continue to just circulate all around. One way that I've discovered about giving is those who have given to me and planted seeds in my life. And I don't know how many of you received the Daytona Beach News Journal paper. And perhaps you've read the paper like I did this morning. The person who is the volunteer of the year, check this out, volunteer of the year is Mary Bars. I live no more than a half a block away from Mary Bars. Grew up with her children. And one of the great things I will say about her, and this is long overdue, is that she would always serve as the community voice for the children. Now, we called her a nosy busybody. Yeah. I mean, Brad, she would always be in your business, always in your stuff. If you try and get away with something around that corner, don't worry. She's going to call Mama before you even get home. But look at here. She taught me, as well as others, how to give. How to give. And we should be about giving because we receive the perfect gift, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You don't need a Bible for this passage. It was, and somebody got up here, I don't know why, started talking about football, started talking about a team that I don't like, the Dallas Cowboys. I'm a Miami Dolphin fan. Yeah. And yesterday, not only at the during the Miami Dolphin game, but other games, and it'll be today as well, with all those basketball games that's going to be televised, you'll see the passage, John 3:16. What is that John 3:16 says? For God so loved the world. Go ahead. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. Now, if you never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, it's easy to do. Just confess your sins before him and accept him and ask Jesus to come into your life and forgive me of all my sins. Here's a passage of Scripture. If you want to write it down, the Bible gives us an invitation. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is what? Good. And blessed is the person that trusts in him. That's the inclusive language. It reminds us that God indeed is good and he loves us over and over again. It is James, the brother of Jesus, who reminds us that all good gifts, all perfect gifts in the King James translation comes from above, from God. And we should give those gifts. We should plant seeds. We should make a difference in the lives of others because we have received the precious gift. The perfect gift through Jesus Christ our Lord. Once upon a time in England, Christians could not be in a worship experience like we're in this morning. And thank God you're here. Missing Christmas worship on Christmas Day is like doing all the planning throughout the year for the Super Bowl and never showing up. We're here to worship our Lord and Savior because God has been good to you and to me. It is a great reminder that those who were in England could not worship freely. Here we are now, have the privilege to worship God freely, to study God's Word, to continue to grow in our development and spiritual maturity. And so, there was a writer who decided that he would come up with a song. That song was called what? The 12 Days of Christmas. He would disguise in the 12 days of Christmas the biblical truths that you can find in the Bible. And it was for a spiritual message for those who believed in God. Oh, if you follow me, if you please, and if you have a pen, you might want to write this down or Google it when you go home. As it relates to the 12 days of Christmas and how it is indeed a spiritual story. It is Anna Brown who gives us the backdrop of this interpretation. She shares, as it relates to the first, The true love was not a man or a woman, but the true love is Jesus Christ. For you see, just like that bird in the tree there, that bird was willing to make a sacrifice. Jesus was willing to sacrifice his life on Calvary's hill for you and me. How many of you know what's the next one? It's the number two. It says two what? Two turtle doves. The two turtle doves represent the Old and New Testament. And what's next? Three French hens. Three French hens represents love, hope, and peace. But guess what? What is next? Come on, we just finished saying it. Come on. All right. Four calling birds represented the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What is? Five golden rings represented the Pentateuch, or the books of Moses, or the laws. We have them right there in the Bible as it relates to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and what? Deuteronomy. The six represents in 6 days God created the heavens and the earth. And number seven, and you might want to write these words down. How many? Seven swans are swimming. It represents prophecy, serving, teaching, exhortation, and contribution, leadership, and what? Mercy. Mercy. Oh, look at that. That's Sydney who said mercy. And she looked to her mother and said, mercy. All right. Stay with that word. That'll help you out in tough situations. Eight. You remember Noah? When Noah was in the ark, how many people were present? Eight. What is nine? Look at this. The fruits of the spirits in the Galatians, the fifth chapter, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and what? Self-control. And what's the next one? Ten lords are leaping represents the Ten Commandments. And what's the next one? Represents the 11 disciples who were faithful to Jesus, excluding Judas. And look at the last one. Twelve what? 12 drummers drumming. The 12 drummers drumming represents what we just participated in earlier in our worship experience. After the hymn, we shared the 12 articles of faith known as the Apostles' Creed. That's what the 12 days of Christmas really means. How it has that biblical message for you and for me. In fact, I want to challenge you and share with you, there's an organization, and it was on NBC News. It talked about 12 days of Christmas and how they give back, how they collect all that they're going to collect starting January 1st, and then during the Christmas week, they give back the gift because it demonstrates a perfect gift. I'm getting ready to close now because we have some kids ready to open up their gifts. But I want you to ask your neighbor this question. What gift? Hello, I'm getting ready to close. That means it looks to your neighbor, not to me. Say, what gift? What gift will you give Jesus? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Don't forget to read that next question there and share that with a family member or friend. It's right there in your worship bulletin, how you can accept Christ. Let us stand as we sing our closing hymn.